32, Sylvan Lake Planning Project.
Morning, again, Al Nedved, Assistant Director with the Division of Parks and Recreation. I guess just like to kick off and also thank Emily and Lydia for all their efforts, and for Lydia researching and finding more about the fantastic stories that are in the park and elsewhere, and Emily for help celebrating it. But as I was sitting there, I was kind of reminded of some of the heritage of the park, and we're actually sitting in one. And this particular building here is probably one of the, or is the oldest structure that was associated with the state park that was built even before the game lodge was built. And as we were looking to repurpose this building with the assistance of the concessionaire, Josh and Matt, we learned a lot of, you know, amazing history about this building in itself and how it played a role in providing the eggs and milk and food for the game lodge guests and things like that. And the ability to preserve and continue utilizing this facility is amazing. Those, if you see those blue boards on the back of the building here, those are not there because we ran out of money. Those are the original boards that were here and the original paint on the building nearly 100 years ago that we helped, you know, just keep those and preserve those as a reminder of the past of this building. And just glad to see we're utilizing it in this way. So just want to give you an introduction to a new project we're taking on here. And Matt Snyder had to leave this morning, so he wasn't able to join me. But I want to talk a little bit about the Sylvan Lake Master Planning Process that we wanted to kick off and get going and get everybody kind of up to speed on that. And Sylvan Lake is, as you know, is a very unique part of the park. It's the far most north portion of the park. It's, you know, connected thinly by the Needles Highway and kind of a park within the park. Just a really unique feature there, and got a lot of, you know, fantastic opportunities. You know, the ruggedness, the granite spires that are there. It's very picturesque. It's the perfect backdrop for about any photo or event or weddings, things like that. It's just an amazing area for just the scenic beauty there. There's just so many diverse opportunities that Sylvan Lake offers up there in terms of recreation and things to do and see and be part of. The access to Sylvan Lake is unique, that the Needles Highway and some of those the most scenic drives in the nation connect that area, provide access to that. And then it's just, it's one of the protected areas of the park. The Sylvan Lake Needles area is a natural, or national natural landmark designated by the National Park Service for a particular protection there. So that makes it an extremely popular area there. And, you know, in a lot of the efforts that we do in our state park system, you know, we encourage people to not just drive around the park, but get out of the park. And just talked with Josh a few minutes ago, I mean, Sylvan Lake is that part of the park where pretty much everybody that comes into the park gets out and spends a whole day there. I mean, it's, there's just so much to do and see and experience there. People do that and more. So that makes it one of the most busiest, demanded parts of the park. So we felt that area, you know, especially with the increased usage that it's seen and the congestion sometimes that can occur up there and some of the resource issues, that it definitely warranted a public master planning process of its own. You know, not that Sylvan Lake does not share some of the same issues and concerns with the rest of the park, but being that it's, you know, like I say, it's fairly unique and topography and geology of that area are just, you know, very confined and restrictive on what things we can do up there and what's been done in the past. So we started to research this idea of doing a master plan for that part of the park. And again, probably one of the biggest items up there of concern is resource protection. We want to make sure that those natural resources, whether they be the geological formations, the lake, the water quality, the trees and flora and fauna, all those things that are protected. Because as you know, when areas get utilized very heavily, some of the times those things can be in jeopardy. You know, some of the park visitor experiences up there, such as parking and trails and different usable space that we can do up there, the infrastructure. You know, those are things we want to take a look at. The resort provides a lot of services and facilities up there as well. We want to take a look at how the resort can continue to be a continued partner and stakeholder in those areas. And then the Needles Highway and the access to the area, and then eventually even our interpretive and education plan are all kind of part of those things that we want to take a fresh look at and find ways that we can develop policies and operational practices that can be in the best interest of that area. So our main goal with the Park Master Plan is to identify those public issues and present options for both the commission to consider and also the park to consider, so we can continue to protect and preserve that area. Another goal of the master plan is to solicit public participation. We want this to be a very open process that the public will be invited to. We'll go through the process of identifying stakeholders and partners that have a vested interest in that particular area, and make sure it's a process that like I said, it's done with the public in mind and with their interests at heart. Then the last thing, like I say, it'll serve as a mechanism for recommendation for future policies and procedures. There might be some options or ideas that come out of that might relate to facilities or improvements, but I just want to kind of emphasize that's not really the goal there. You know, a lot of master planning processes are trying to figure out ways to, accommodate a certain use or build new facilities. And I think we're cognizant that area is, like I say, it's not very conducive to that kind of expansive type use. So we want to make sure that we're looking at ways we can preserve the resource, preserve the experience, but also not ruin what makes it special there. So, a little bit of discussion about, why just Sylvan Lake, why not do a park-wide master plan? We're still heavily considering, doing a park-wide master plan here in the future. It's definitely an idea that we're still considering. One, we felt that Sylvan Lake is kind of its own special needs, and a lot of the uses that go on up there probably don't exist for the other areas, but some do. And we want to make sure that this process, if there are some concerns or issues that are raised that are not, specific to Sylvan Lake, that we can make sure we catalog those issues and either address them as we can or as soon as we can, or put them into a hopper or a placeholder that when we do a park-wide master planning process, that we could pick those items up and maybe help even shape that master planning process. We can maybe get a lot of input through this process that might tell us a lot on how we might structure a master plan for Custer State Parks, because as Custer State Park is incredibly diverse and immense and complex, and doing one master plan that is one size fits all for the park is going to be a challenge of itself. So we just advertised for consultants to assist us with this process. The invitation for bids I think ended yesterday. Have not had a chance to review the proposals. I know we got several and a lot of good firms out there, both locally and otherwise, that are interested in this project. So it's our goal that consultant will help guide the process, help set up a public participation program that's effective and meaningful, and also hope to have somebody under contract so they can get out there this summer, start understanding what kind of uses are going on out there at Sylvan Lake, and maybe get a chance to survey or visit with people that are using the park and just see firsthand some of the things that we're seeing and experiencing up there at Sylvan Lake. So we hope to, we don't have a very, defined schedule for this. I think we expect it could take, up to a year, especially with spending the summer collecting data, looking at some of the uses and things that are going up there, and then throughout the winter, maybe doing some additional public outreach and discussions and planning efforts that will cover. So roughly we're thinking about a year, but that's not carved in stone at this time. So I know Matt's very excited about it. I'm excited about it. We're ready and eager to kick this process off as soon as we can get a consultant under contract, and the commission and everybody else are very welcome to participate in that process, and look forward to getting it going here.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Great project. Keep the commission informed as it goes forward, and I think we're anxious to be involved in it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments, or do you want to talk just a little bit more about the consultant? And I mean, what are your expectations from the consultant, and I mean, how much is that going to cost, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, like I said, we're looking for a consultant to really help us. You know, they can really do well with providing examples of other areas throughout the state. You know, some of these consultants have gone through similar processes and have experience in this very thing. If you follow some of the issues in our national park system, I mean, there's areas like Yellowstone and Yosemite, and I mean, some of those areas that are, I mean, like I say, they're experiencing some of those same issues where those areas are just getting loved to death. And I think we'd be looking for a consultant that has some experience with this and has helped other agencies and folks kind of address some of the same things. We look for somebody who's very good at coordinating public input and setting up good stakeholder meetings, good public participation, and ways for the public to engage into the process. And also, like I say, deal with some of the special groups that exist that have a vested interest in the Sylvan Lake area, whether it be our own concessionaire that manages many of those facilities here, or maybe a local rock climbing group or something like that that has an interest there. So making sure that we identify those folks and give them the invitation to participate is going to be key, and somebody who can help us really just identify and understand those social issues, those resource management issues, and find ways to help us gauge and prioritize those as they exist, so we can begin to recommend policies or procedures or capital development improvements or other ways to help address the issues and levels of use that we're seeing up there.
Questions, comments? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.